My next statement is going to upset people that are in this cult, but I don't care. This is my opinion, and solely my opinion only. Good.
I like it when you get out there, Cakes.
I gave this place another try when I was in Vegas on a dinner break. I'm sorry. In-N-Out Burger is very meh.
Yeah, it's very meh.
Overrated.
Yeah. It might be the most overrated place on the planet.
I've had it once. Maybe I just had a bad burger. I had it once years ago. Yeah, but it was average.
It's just meh. It's fine. It's not terrible, and certainly not great.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of right there in the middle. Yet people rave about it like it has a great reputation. Like it's the second coming. Like it's the greatest place on earth. I was kind of just whelmed.
I think a lot of those places, their reputation precedes themselves in a way that it's like bizarre. You know, like In-N-Out Burger, Carl's Jr., all those places.
I mean, it couldn't have been more crowded. Now, again, it's on the Vegas Strip.
Yeah.
It's tucked in front of, I can't remember which casino it is, maybe near like, it might be near the Flamingo. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little further down the strip. And it's not quite on the actual like walkway. It's down in front of like a big retail area in front of one of the casinos. But there were a billion people in there, of course. I mean, line out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I just needed something quick to eat during like a 75-minute dinner break. Because I had to walk there, eat, walk back. I mean, it was fine, but you know, I think that's my last In-N-Out trip.
What's your favorite burger? Is there a spot here
that is your number one fave? My new fave is it Habit Burger?
Habit Burger is very good.
My new fave.
I just had it. It's really good.
I've been there like three times. Literally not lying. I'm not a big burger guy, so I don't hit all the spots. Whatever. I'm sure you have 10 places that you like better. Fine. But for me, great. And they have those tempura...
Green beans. With spicy ranch.
You dip in the ranch.
Yeah,
I always get the extra ranch. It's my new spot now. Love it.
I have some freebie cards in my car.
I can get a
few of them.
Really?
I got a few.
He asked me for mine the other day.
I got a few.
I actually asked Jason was driving me, and I was like, do you ever go to that Habit Burger, dude? Because I'm out.
I haven't gone yet.
Volleyball. I mean, it's on Rockville Pike. It couldn't be more convenient.
Well, I go to the one in
Chicago. There's one right near my house.
Yeah, there's a few around.
Give me that one. Give me all your cards. It's silly.
I had a meeting with them about a month ago.
Yeah.
We met up. We had a lunch meeting.
I know. Cough up some of the cards.
I want you to ship it.
They're in my car.
I mean, I got a couple, but it sounds like you're still sitting on a few.
I'm kind of hoarding them. I'm Leroy hoarding them.
Were you supposed to pass them around?
Yeah, I think I passed some to the boys behind the glass and Mike Marvin.
I never got one. But
I've been away for a while.
I've got zippy cakes.
I might have given a couple to my son.
Okay, I get it. You should.
Spreading the wealth.
Give some to my son. He's freaking brokey.
Yeah.
They have them in New York?
I don't believe. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I know this. I've had my last In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out.
I'm done.
What are the other burger spots that everybody like kind of raves about? They're like, oh, you got to go. And I've seen lines. I remember when we were in Colorado, I was there for Maris played the Air Force. And the lines around those places were unbelievable. It made Chick-fil-A look like a nothing burger. You know, like 50 cars.
Sure.
I'm like, who does that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Really, Five Guys is no different than In-N-Out. It's just a local regional place that people grew up eating and loving.
And then
it expanded. I mean, you ask people in Colorado or whatever, they probably don't love Five Guys. They're there. Everyone's going to have an opinion on it. People in Southern California grew up eating In-N-Out.
Yeah.
So it was special to them. And then it spread out across
the country. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but I don't have any affinity for that one either.
Well, a lot of people here obviously love Five Guys. I mean, it's
Do you know how much better Five Guys fries are than In-N-Out? In-N-Out's paltry little
shoestring
fries, cardboardy, just nothing.
Yeah.
Five Guys are, those fries are, first of all, they're nuclear hot. Because they come right out of the fryer when you get them. Like, they're so hot, like if you're grabbing the bag, like the bag is almost too hot to handle.
Right.
They're so good. They're like boardwalk fries. They're so ridiculously good.
We were driving back from New York, from like upstate New York this week. And my youngest is very picky.
Mm-hmm.
And so like she's simple. Like she likes McDonald's. There's a couple things she likes there. So we go to McDonald's. Fine. I like McDonald's. When I got the fries, I always love McDonald's fries. As soon as we get the bag, I dip my hand in and everyone's yelling at me because I'm taking their fries. I tasted it hot, which I love, But I could tell right away, this batch not salty enough.
That's trouble.
And I didn't have the courage to say, can you please take this back and just hit that with some salt? Have you ever done that? Because I wanted them to take that salt shaker
done it, but
and hit me.
I've had,
because I knew it wasn't enough.
I've had not enough salt regret.
I had not enough salt regret.
It doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah.
Because they usually salt them perfectly at McDonald's. But a few times I've gotten them where there's not enough.
Yeah. You got to hit that shaker.
It's
you
got to
get a couple extra times for me.
Yeah.
I might have to go to Habit Burger today.
You should go today.
Should do
it's
it.
Silly. Just get the regular burger.
I'm just going to get the regular burger. It whatever the gift card covers. Yeah. Not get anything extra.
I think
you said you were not into the green beans. I'm just telling you.
I'll just
tempura
eat the
fried green beans with the ranch.
Oh,
I'll take your word for it.
Onion
but I'm
rings.
Just gonna...
You could throw some onion rings on the side, too.
I think onion rings are overrated.
Oh, I don't think they're overrated at all.
I think they're overrated.
I think onion rings are properly rated.
Valdez, this is right up your alley. So I have to say, I sleep on this. I do. I really do sleep on this, and this is something that's been happening for 50 years. But we had them yesterday after the round. I underutilize Old Bay. I do.
Because this is wheelhouse.
This is your wheelhouse. Because we're like, we were trying to figure out what kind of appetizer to get for the boys. And
it was happy hour.
There were some weird choices there, and then they said wings. Well, everybody likes wings. They go, what kind of wings? Well, my one buddy is like Korean, and he already likes everything. I'm like, I know you like everything spicy. I don't really get sides for spicy. So he said, Old Bay wings. I say,
nice. That's a winner.
I'm in. Winner. Yeah. I underutilize Old Bay on chicken.
You're an adobo guy.
I'm an adobo guy, big time.
I remember from your burgers.
I'm an adobo 99% of the time, and I have Old Bay sitting up there, but I don't use it enough on chicken. Do you use it all the time on like wings?
I think. Not only Old Bay wings,
Old Bay wings are great.
I'm gonna knock your socks off right now.
Okay.
Mix the Old Bay with honey on the wings.
Ooh,
too.
That sounds good.
Now you have like a little sweet and spicy.
Yeah.
It's very good.
And people have been doing Old Bay on wings for 20 years.
Oh, a long time. Yeah.
Dude, it's
a staple.
It for some reason I sleep on that.
And then dipped in that blue cheese with all that Old Bay smothering it.
I'm not sure if we had blue cheese or ranch, because I could go either way.
Same thing.
Yeah. But I'll use Old Bay on fries sometimes, right? And obviously crabs, but I don't use it enough. What else could I use it on? Burgers? Can you put Old Bay on a burger?
Sure. You can sprinkle some on
but
top.
But I don't
people
typically
don't.
Do
put it on your fries, your tots.
Chips.
Old Bay.
You should put it on your popcorn.
Ooh, that's a good one. Oh, that's a solid one.
Yeah, so that think about all that melted butter with the Old Bay in a bag.
Is that really good? Have you done that?
So good.
My daughter yesterday, Meg... She's home with us here for a few more months as I'm paying for rent in New York City. I don't know why. That she put chocolate chips in her popcorn last night.
Oh, sweet and salty.
Really?
Yeah, it's a good mix. A
smart move.
Yeah,
melt some butter and then drizzle it in the popcorn. Throw some shake some Old Bay and then kind of just give it the old 1-2.
I underutilize it.
I think the popcorn bit that you'd prefer is the chocolate bit. I was introduced to that when Jess and I started dating. We'd go out to movies. Putting Reese's Pieces in the popcorn.
That sounds great, too.
Don't your fingers get all chocolatey, though?
A little bit.
That's what napkins, you know what? That's what napkins are for. And you can also stick your
tongue is for.
Yeah,
just lick it off.
I'm not doing the weird Tom Cruise one kernel at a time. I'm putting my hand in.
No, nobody
does. And I have a bunch of Reese's Pieces and a bunch of popcorn.
That's the move.
And then I eat it.
My family was making fun of me because they had this, cool ice cream place that they like to go to in upstate New York, you know, like a mom and pop place and whatever. I just like there's a place. It's not Sweet Frog, but it's like Sweet Frog.
Okay.
I just like the frozen yogurt, and then you can put all the sugar in the world.
The froyo
on.
Bit.
You can put the little gummy worms.
Eric, sure. You know, people put Old Bay on ice cream.
I've never tried that. That's ballsy.
You should do it.
Hey, did you end up going to the waterfalls after all your complaining?
Of course.
The family wanted to go to the waterfalls, and you said you just wanted to hit balls.
I did not.
What'd you do?
I stayed in bed. And they went.
Oh, they went to the waterfalls.
Correct.
Hey, don't go chasing waterfalls.
I did not.
Did you like your hotel?
I stayed in one. Yeah. I stayed in one that's on. No, you know what I didn't like? I didn't like the beds. They were
too small.
They're the world's smallest. They're for They're for small people.
they're for grandmas.
I want to say another word that they're for, but I know they're for small people.
I know the word you want to say.
Yeah, yeah. I was complaining to all my buddies. I have a lot of people because it's right on campus, and I'm like, you pay so much money for this hotel, and they're the world's smallest beds. My wife ended up sleeping on, I was flopping around so much like a fish. I sleep so poorly.
You've got to bring your red light and your...
No, I slept so poorly, my wife slept on the floor.
Oh, wow.
She chose the floor.
She said, Eric!
Over sharing a bed with me.
Pretty fun.
That's how bad I am right now.
That's not great.
I just got to start get back to drinking.
Yeah.
I sleep better.
You've been just saying that.
Pump those Heineken Zeros.
Dude, you're at 45 days. You're not going to start.
I'm good eventually. I'm getting back on the horse, buddy.
Yeah. Are you?
Eventually.
Hey, nobody likes a quitter. No,
yeah, but
just remember that.
But I'll tell you, what might draw me back is being able to fall asleep.
Well, sleep is
I know
important.
Everybody says alcohol ruins your sleep. No. Yeah, it does. When you withdraw from alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah, which you're actively doing.
But you've been saying that for days, and you still haven't had a drink.
Yeah, because I'm just testing myself a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Just flexing my all detox right muscles.
Is there another reason?
Not really.
There has to be, because every time he says
says
no.
Not really.
Yeah, there must have been a test or something. Yeah.
I had no test.
The doctor says
no doctor's stop appointment.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Nothing. There's a small thing that's been bugging me, and I wonder if alcohol contributed, but
okay.
I've been to no doctor.
Will you tell us off air?
Sure.
Sure.
All right, when we come back, we are going to pivot. We're going to talk about Jason.
What?
Terry McLaurin's
of course
looming deal. Garrett Wilson gets a fat
what
deal
else are we gonna talk
with
about
the New York Jets. Is that going to impact Terry's negotiations? We'll get into that next here on The Fan.